Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Last hour, I didn't only touch the third rail of political correctness or incorrectness. I jumped on it. Because somebody has to. Your television is teaching you to marry people different from you. Your television is telling you that homosexuality is great. It's telling you that blue, green, or purple hair is stylish. And some people believe that tripe. I don't. The third rail is also known as the live rail. It's the method of providing electric power to a railway or locomotive or train. And if you touch it, that's the one you get that kills you. The third rail. That's what that means. So this could be our last broadcast. I may be called out as a racist. That's not true. I'm just telling you that, in my opinion, people should be very cognizant of who they marry and try to marry someone like you, whatever you are. We're all different. So I think your best chance of staying married, happily married, is to find someone like you. And if you want examples of what does not work, look at Hollywood. Look at how those marriages fail. Can you imagine being on your fourth, fifth, sixth marriage? Can you imagine that? That's what happens in Hollywood. Johnny Carson, I had a whole bunch of marriages. I don't think I can count that high. And he's not the only one. It's common. So you really need to find someone like you. That doesn't mean you can't have friends that are of different races and ethnicities. I think that's great. I do. I have friends of many different religions. Buddhist, Jewish, Christian. And I have some agnostics as friends. And Gnostics as friends. Men and women. I don't have any transgender friends. And I don't think I have any homosexual friends. Because their behavior is risky and foreign to me. Gwyneth, any comments before we talk about the next topic you wanted to discuss?
Okay. I would say... This is going to kind of segue into what we're going to talk about next. This, all of this, is right exactly how things go. Just before we get to Article 61 of the Magna Carta moment, where people begin to engage in lawful rebellion against whatever government pretends to be out there, this is the sort of behavior that you see just before times like Lexington Concord. It's the sort of behavior you see just before the French Revolution, just before the Russian Revolution. This sort of thing happened where you just had, you could only really describe it as lascivious. Now, lascivious is not a word that's often used these days, and a lot of people probably don't know what it means. but it means just without moral constraint. That is the sort of behaviour that you see every time you turn the TV on, if you have a TV, which I don't, or any time that you look out there in the world, just go down and look at your local shopping centre and you'll see lascivious behaviour among the young people. And a number of years ago, there was a particular royal ceremony, and this royal ceremony required a 16-year-old virgin to participate in the ceremony, to do something like, it was to read a particular text or something like that for this formal ceremony. So it wasn't anything ooky spooky, but it was required that it, that this particular text and this particular royal ceremony be read by a young virgin. And they went from one end of the country to the other, the royal officials, and they could not even find one 16-year-old virgin in the whole country, female virgin in the whole country. And that was saying something. It was saying that we've really lost our way. And because of that, they could not do this particular ceremony. It's just really sad, you know? And people forget, you look just one generation ago, or two generations ago, back in the early 1960s and 1950s, it was actually really, really common for both people to be virgins on their wedding night. And I've got a book here, which is a book on etiquette for young married couples and how you should conduct yourself. And it's a lot of really, really good advice. And it's about dealing with his friends, dealing with her friends, dealing with their friends, how to host a dinner party, and all this sort of stuff. And I don't think that people would know how to do that now. I can't see any books like that being written about that sort of thing. I don't think anyone's got a clue. Does that make sense, Vincent? I think that we're pretty near the bottom, that there's going to be a lawful revolution fairly soon, and there's going to be a major systemic collapse as well. And then you're going to see, I don't want to see this happen, but I can just see it happening. I don't want for it to happen, but I can see it happening. There's going to be a thinning of the herd, Vincent. Does that make sense?
It does. And as you were saying that, I got up. I have a bookcase in the studio. And I picked a book up off the shelf. It's called The New Emily Post's Etiquette, The Blue Book of Social Usage. The cost in 1959 was $5.50. It was my mother's. I inherited it. It's got 671 pages, I believe. And I see that there are bookmarks in it. And it has to do with the subject of invitations, sending an invitation, and how they are accepted or not accepted. There is the setting of the table. I'm looking at the pictures of how to set the table with the knives and forks and so forth. I'm looking at a letter where death was a release. So how do you respond when you hear that someone dies? These are things that are in this book. And I doubt that many young people have even heard of this book, let alone held it, let alone opened it, let alone read it. My mother taught me etiquette. And since we've already touched the third rail, jumped on the third rail, there's no reason for me to refrain from saying what I'm going to say next. I have been a guest on other radio broadcasts, not GCN. And I have noticed that on Genesis Communications Network, people who call us are polite. They exhibit manners. They don't yell and scream. They do not intentionally talk over us. And it's delightful. It's only happened maybe once where I had to come down on someone who called. Once in over 8 years on GCN. However, I've been on other radio broadcasts, not on GCN. And I gotta tell you, I lose my temper because the people who call in are used to duking it out, fighting it out with whatever shows they call in on that other network. And it's not so pleasant because they talk over you. They don't yield. They're not as polite. Can you imagine that? And I was discussing this with one of our radio friends off the air. I said, I see a difference. I see a difference. Class, so if you might want to pay attention to that too and see what the difference between callers on one radio program or one network versus another. Not everybody's polite. And frankly, I don't want to engage with people who are not polite. I can't stand them. They exhibit the behavior in their automobiles. They exhibit their behavior when they cut you off. They exhibit their behavior when they don't pay attention to their surroundings and they hold you up because they're on their phone and the light turned green and they're still not paying attention, or they go very slowly because they can't do two things at one time, like talk and drive on the phone, or they leave their shopping carts wherever they darn well please, or they leave their shopping cart in the parking lot wherever they darn well please because it's too hard or they're too fat to put it back in the cart return. Or whatever the reason is. Carelessness? I don't know. It's awful. And people show up. I've talked to Marty Barrett. She teaches college biology. People show up to her class in their pajamas. They haven't bathed. They smell. And her response is, oh, still single, I guess, huh? We're falling down. And the Harry and Meghan thing, the reason I keep talking about it day after day is because it's symptomatic. It's in your face. It's unacceptable. And I don't let people on my property who behave like that. I don't want them here consuming, wasting my resources, the ones that I've worked hard for. It makes me angry, Glenn, just to even think about this. But it's everywhere. And the school system's not fixing it. And the politicians aren't fixing it.
The school system's part of the problem.
Right. Even the parents don't. The parents don't want to bring their children up short and say, what's the matter with you? Parents, teachers, administrators, bosses, you all put up with it. Walmart, pink hair, that's okay. Not to me. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth has a very serious topic. It's coming up. I just want to mention the tax implications very quickly. So while Meghan is still a U.S. citizen, she's therefore required to pay U.S. taxes on her worldwide income. Harry could technically elect to be treated as a U.S. taxpayer and file jointly with Meghan. If Meghan intends to become a UK citizen, she'd have to go through the process, and it would require Meghan to have lived in the country for 3 years before becoming eligible for naturalization. Once gaining UK citizenship, Meghan could elect to relinquish her US citizenship and save her the expense and trouble of filing US tax returns. The problem is she'd have to pay the exit tax. So it's tricky. So they've got worldwide wealth, and I'm sure they want to avoid paying taxes on it. So that is the website that I got that from is called TAXPROF, Tax Professional. You can find it as well. Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay, I have got a very, very serious topic to go into. Just earlier on this week, something really, really quite tragic happened to a friend of mine. He was found, his name was Vincent Ashley, okay? and he was found dead. In rather unusual circumstances, okay? Initially, people were trying to paint his death as a suicide. But there's since come out details from, you know, friends of mine that I've gotten in contact with who know what happened with, you know, when he was found. And it doesn't sound like suicide to me, Vincent, and I'll tell you why. He was found dead. A bit of background about this guy, just before I go into the circumstances of his death, and that will make a bit more sense. This man was a Commonwealth public official. So it kind of does tie in to the whole royal thing, because what being a Commonwealth public official means is that you stand with the authority of the crown behind you to bring corrupt officials back into line. And so if you decide that a certain corrupt official needs to face some discipline, then you are empowered by the crown to make sure that discipline happens. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. Absolutely.
So, Vincent Ashley was a Commonwealth public official, and he had gone to a great deal of trouble to put together a lawsuit for filing in the High Court of Australia at Melbourne, okay, so the Melbourne Supreme Court, which is the High Court of Australia in Melbourne. And he had all these documents already to file. He was going to go into the courthouse to file them, and something happened. We don't know what happened, except that later on that day, he was found sitting in his car in the car park of the courthouse with a pipe running from his exhaust into his window, and his car engine running, and him sitting in the seat of his car dead with all the court documents sitting next to him that he was about to file pretty well then, you know? And that really, to me, does not sound like a suicide. It sounds like somebody really didn't like the fact that he was going to file suit, but when that he was going to file suit, and somehow managed to get a hold of him, and, as they would put it, neutralized him.
We'll talk
That's
about this more when we come.
Have you checked
your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The second day of President Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate will begin this afternoon. Towards the end of a marathon day one, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts had to admonish those on both sides, reminding them that the Senate chamber is known as the world's greatest deliberative body.
One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
As he wrapped up a visit to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this morning, President Trump suggested to reporters he could show up to the trial himself before it's all over.
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be beautiful? I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it. I don't know. Don't keep talking because you may convince me to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take
my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and she's telling us about her friend who has died in what some might be calling a suicide with a hose or a pipe from the exhaust pipe into the vehicle with the documents in the car ready to be filed in court. His name was Vincent Ashley. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. What has happened to those documents since then is not quite clear. Okay, I need to point that out. I want to know where those court documents are. And if there's anyone out there who knows where they are, okay, I would at least like to have copies of them, because he had put a lot of work into this court filing, and it's, you know, it's, I've spoken to friends of his who spoke to him in the days immediately before his death, and they described his mood in the days immediately before his death as being upbeat, positive. You know, that he was optimistic. He felt that he'd done the work right and that his chances of success in this litigation were extremely high. That, that he knew what he was doing and that he was very, very confident of success in this lawsuit. And he was self-representing, but he was somebody who, who really knew what he was about. He didn't have any legal education, but he was somebody who had studied the law a great deal. And in his professional life, he wasn't a nobody. He was a bit of a rock star, literally. he had a band. He was the lead bass player and singer in the band, and the band was called The Bleeding Rose, okay? And it was a rock band. The music's not going to be to everybody's taste. But he had been playing, he had been managing this band, and he had been, you know, organizing events, writing music, hiring musicians and such like, since 1989. So for 30 years, he had had this rock band that was basically his life and soul, and that was his career. That was how he made his money. And he was nominated several times for Grammy Awards. And he had recording contracts and, you know, all sorts. So he wasn't somebody who was, you know, some no-hoper who's got a band who's going to make it one day. Do you know what I mean? But his band had, you know, they weren't going to fill football stadiums, but they were making a comfortable living for themselves. Does that make sense, Vincent? He had everything to live for, yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hey, Vincent. Thanks for taking my call. Hello, Gwyneth. I wanted to call in. You guys were talking about morality and how society is falling apart, stuff like that. And I wanted to give my opinion on how we fix that, you know, using logic, because a lot of people will say, oh, well, you just want this because it's a religious reason. However, the religious reasons that people have really are just taken from nature and God's design, and then they're put into the religious context. So, for instance, like the whole gay marriage thing, something like that, we've talked about that before. If you put two men together or two women together, right, they don't produce any fruit. They don't, there's no life that occurs from that. You put a masculine with a feminine and you get new life, right, which is kind of tells you something that is the order of reality, right? So, I think we can use that concept in so many ways where you're not saying, well, my religious book says this. You can more point to nature and to just logic, right? And trying to understand some of these things. So my solution, Vince, I've talked about this kind of with Rich Sheban, right? About how do we restore society? Well, what it really is based around is removing the undue rights of women. And I called in when Gwyneth was on just because she's a pretty based woman, you know, so I thought she might be able to understand or not understand, but just agree with me on some of these things, because I have found women who, once I explain this, they're like, well, you know, it does make sense, right? It actually, you know, women aren't men, and that's known. And so for them to be, have the, like, really the same rights, because if women have a right, it oftentimes means that a man does not have the right. So in my opinion, women were given rights in order to take away the man, the protector, right, over society, such that these people, these controllers, Vince, it seems to be like their religion is to hurt kids. And so what they do is they remove the man and take away his rights so that they can get at the children. And then you do that for long enough, right, and you destroy your society. You destroy, you know, what we're seeing today. And so, and it's kind of a hard, you know, it's hard to talk about removing the rights of women, because you love women and you, you know, and people will see it as the opposite of that when you start going down that road. But it's not true. If you love women, you do. So what we have to do is discuss these things about what rights should they have and should they not, if we want to restore function to our society. We really do, because it's probably the main reason, and I'll defer to Dr. Sheely on some of the psychological issues, but the broken family, not having the love of the masculine in the family, the father, is the source of, it's the biggest problem, is that a father is no longer has his rights, right, to his children, to his family. And once you take that away, the evil can come in, because the nurturer is left, the mother, the nurturer, the you know, she's left, but the protector's gone. So then evil can come in and create the situation we're seeing today, when we don't even know if, you know, a man is a man or a woman is a woman, a transgender thing. Like people are they're getting so crazy with all this insanity, and they're not being logical. And so, yeah, it's a hard conversation to have, but I wanted to have it with you guys if I could.
Sure. Now, bear in mind that Gwyneth was married. She had a wonderful husband, but he died. So Gwyneth, yes, had to take care of both roles, the father and the mother. She was and is the head of the household. And I have immense respect for her for doing this. And I believe she's done it very well. I think what you're saying is that society, as in the United States, is removing the masculinity component of the two-parent male-female family. And so that when something goes wrong, nobody in that household that has been emasculated thinks about where is Lucille to extract a little bit of justice, since the system doesn't. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that is one thing, Vincent, but just the love of the masculine is different than the love of the feminine. They're both required, but they are different. They're not the same. And,
let's,
you know, we go through...
Let's see what Gwyneth has to say.
Okay. I just want to say that Lucille and I are well acquainted. But I have a number of different Lucille mechanisms, and I think that if anyone came up the driveway with ill intent, we have early warning systems, and I would, shortly after we moved onto this land, we had people coming up to the boundary of the land in the middle of the night, and I basically went out there, shouted and screamed into the darkness. We could hear them moving around, okay? And the following morning, I found that there were knives dropped on our boundary line. Who these people were, why, you know, obviously they were there with ill intent. But I'll tell you what I did. I went out there and I had an axe with me. And I was wielding the axe above the shoulder, waving it around, shouting and screaming, saying basically words to the effect of, come on, you want to fight? You want to take my land? Come on, I dare you, come on. and that sort of thing, except probably my language was a bit potty mouth in there as well. But that's something that might happen from time to time when I get into that sort of mood.
You're not designed to fight. You're not designed for that. You are not designed to fight where men are.
Well, I had no choice.
Well, I'm not saying you
I
did.
Had
I'm
no
saying
choice if I didn't fight. If I didn't fight, I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't have my children. I wouldn't have my farm. I wouldn't have anything. You know?
But just
because
like, I'm not really evil
people try and rob me of everything I have who have thought that I have been of a weak feminine sort because I happen to be female and I'm heterosexual, okay? And my husband was a gangster and he taught me when we were married how to be that little bit aggressive and assertive in the defense of your own rights. Because that's how he was. He was really quite an assertive. He was a man's man. He was a master at Aikido, which is a Japanese martial arts. He could, throw you across the room with the tip of two fingers. He was somebody who, he was a crack shot with a firearm. And I'd seen him when two women came up the road. One held a motorcycle chain, the other one held a baseball bat, and he fought them both off. He was a street fighter from when he was 6 years old, and he taught me that in this world, you have to defend what you have. And he instructed me, he had a premonition that he was going to die, and he said basically that I should leave where I was, which I didn't, and I suffered because of it. Afterwards, I left.
Gwyneth. We're going into a break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You hear that, Megan? No whining. Did you hear that, Harry? No whining. Just a point of information. Gwyneth mentioned that she is close to Lucille. Now, for those of you who are new to this broadcast, Lucille is not a woman in this case. Lucille is the name of a Louisville Slugger baseball bat that has the business end wrapped in barbed wire. That is Lucille. I had a question for Robert, and then I wanted to ask Gwyneth about the dust storms that have plagued Australia. Robert, I mentioned that I've noticed those who call in to USA Prepares on GCN are polite and well-mannered, and that's not always the case with other broadcasts, meaning being polite and well-mannered is not always exhibited by those who are speaking, calling, and hosting other broadcasts. Is that something that you've seen, or am I imagining that we are different?
Yeah, Vince, every show is different. I did want to mention real quick the rights that negate the rights of men are the ones we should focus on in terms of removing them from women and protect the kids, restore society. And those rights are going to be abortion would be the first one to protect the unborn children. So, for instance, a man doesn't have the right to prevent a woman from killing his baby. And so he doesn't have that right. So that's an example. The second is divorce. Women in America, they constitute 80% the initiation of divorce. And then the third, the final one, is really voting. And I know that sounds broad, but as you can see, you're going to get gay marriage, trans kids, the end of the First and Second Amendment. which is happening now. And if you look at the statistical voting patterns of women, I'm sure there's almost no woman listening to me that would vote away your Second Amendment rights probably on here. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that if 80% of women or 75 or whatever is voting against gun rights, well, inevitably you're going to see Virginia and worse happen. So that's what we do to restore everything. And Vince, I try to be polite. This is your show. And if I ever say anything, I know you have my home number. You give me a call, and I'll try to correct myself on your show. That's my opinion. If you let me speak and speak in a colorful way, then I would do that too. But this is your house, and I'm gonna just do whatever I think you want.
Well, my question is, do you see other broadcasts where callers are not as polite as they are on USA Prepares? Because I see that.
The host is not as polite as you, so you have to understand just the dynamic of what's going on. If you have a guy who is, not as polite, right, and he uses language and stuff like that, then he's going to attract those people. And then it's also the subject matter, Vincent. If you're talking about certain things, you heard me on here with Rich Sheban about drafting women, right? I got emotional because I've been in the military, and I know what women are like in the military, and I just, it's just so evil to put a woman in the front lines of combat and act like this is a normal thing, guys. It is just, it's unbelievable what's going on. And I got emotional, Vince, and I apologize, and I hope that you accept that. And that's all I can do, just because I care, Vince. It wasn't because, that's what it is.
There's nothing to apologize for. Bill Clinton was in the forefront of putting women in the military, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, Vince. And it's not that a woman can't serve and be in a role, but women are not men. And it's just that simple. And a lot of men are weak and dumb and unable to fulfill those roles. So what you need, not only do you need a man, you need a strong, intelligent man to be a leader. Okay, and am I saying a woman can't lead? Well, Vincent, you know where all the meritocracies, matriarchies, do you know where all the matriarchies eventually end up? They end up starving to death or getting invaded and destroyed because they're not men and they don't understand men and how men are. And we are more powerful. We are. It's just period. Gwyneth was talking about, I think his name is Archie, talking about her husband. And I'm sure Gwyneth can handle herself, Vincent. But if Archie was there, how much safer would Gwyneth be?
I mean, she would be safer. She would be safer. But I got to tell you, Robert, Gwyneth is your size.
Good.
Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I just want to say I really do miss Archie every day. I've had to step up to the plate. I haven't had a choice. I've had to become the man of the house. And if I hadn't become the man of the house, I wouldn't have had a house. I wouldn't have had children. I wouldn't have had anything.
It would have been stolen from you.
Yes.
All of it.
I'm proud of you, Gwyneth.
And I am, yeah, too. Robert, Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.